Thank you, everyone, for attending. Today, we'll present results from research looking at differences in optometry services utilization across immigration status using U.S. data. We don't have any disclosures. The research wasn't funded. So in terms of prior research, there's a body of literature showing significant differences in medical care utilization across different settings like ED, office-based, or inpatient. There's different significant differences in average healthcare expenditures between immigrants and natives. A prior study, Stimson Wilson et al. In, when was this, 2010, I guess? We showed that basically average expenditures for immigrants tend to be about half those for natives. And other research by Turf and other people have showed substantial differences in utilization. Interestingly, there wasn't much known about these differences in service utilization among immigrants versus natives. So that was one motivation for the study. We had a prior article that was published last year in the American Journal of Ophthalmology, Wilson, Wang, Stimson et al., where we observed using clinical data that there's pretty substantial differences in eye health between immigrants and natives. And that led to a discussion in terms of, well, why is that? And so in this study, we looked at to see whether those results may have been an outcome of significant differences in going to see an eye care professional, in this case an optometrist, for preventive health care. So that's our objective. We want to characterize utilization of office-based optometry services by immigration status, and we look at naturalized citizens, non-citizens, versus U.S. natives using nationally representative data, which come from the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. So we use 5 years of the MEPS. The MEPS is collated by the Agency for Healthcare Research Quality. It's a subsample of the National Health Interview Survey. These are publicly available large secondary databases. The nice thing about the MEPS is it has very detailed information on healthcare utilization, expenditures, detailed information on demographics, economic variables, and so on. Limitation of the MEPS is it does have clinical data, so we do have some ICD-9 diagnosis data. But we don't have details on prior history of eye care or eye health prior to the survey. We don't have data on family history of eye health. For optometry in particular, there may be a recall bias. So basically, individuals surveyed in the past 12 months, do you see an optometrist or not? So there's some possibility of recall error for that measure. But in any case, so MEPS is drawn as a subsample of the National Health Interview Survey, which we're going to use and show you in a second. The next slide, we looked at all adults aged 18 and over, and our analytical sample size was approximately 105,000. In terms of measures, we look at whether or not people use office-based optometry services at least once within the prior year. We use NHIS to get more detailed immigration status. So NHIS asks individuals, were they born in the U.S., were they a citizen, and based on those responses, we can categorize immigrants based on whether they're naturalized citizens or non-citizens. We don't know, among the non-citizens, we don't have information on whether they're legal residents or undocumented, unfortunately. So we can compare with natives, those individuals born in the U.S. after doing this linkage. Controls include gender, age categories, education, race, ethnicity, ethnicity was Hispanic, non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic black, and other. Marital status, language was whether they were comfortable speaking English. So where they reported that whether they were comfortable speaking English versus not comfortable. Poverty status, based on their household income being below the federal poverty line. You look at health insurance status, just whether they have any health insurance or not. Unfortunately, MEPS does not provide whether they, among those who have health insurance, whether they also have vision coverage. We don't have that information, just any health insurance versus not. We also adjust for whether they have self-reported usual source of care, whether they have self-reported difficulty seeing, and whether they report using glasses or contacts, corrective lenses. So our analytical plan is to look at age-adjusted odds of difficulty seeing and use of corrective lenses, unadjusted likelihood of utilizing optometry service, and their self-reported use of corrective lenses. We also look at stepwise multivariate logistic regression, again, the idea of to what extent demographic and access to care and other variables might reduce disparities that we're going to see soon between immigrants and natives. Finally, we try to use the Oaxaca Blind or Fairly decomposition to basically identify variables that might tend to increase or reduce differences in our outcome, which was utilization of optometry services. And it's a statistical technique that is a way of trying to get a sense of, you have different distributions of the explanatory variables in our regression, to what extent does that explain the variance in our outcome measure? And so we'll see results from the Oaxaca Blinder method in a minute. All right, so this presents age-adjusted odds ratios of difficulty seeing, use of corrective lenses for naturalized non-citizens relative to U.S. natives. So this goes up to 1. And so you can see the bars are the 95% confidence intervals. This is a non-citizen, naturalized citizen. So you can see for both immigrant groups relative to U.S. natives, they're less likely to report, and this is age-adjusted, less likely to report difficulty seeing and less likely to report use of corrective lenses. Among non-citizens, they're also significantly less likely to report corrective lens use compared to naturalized citizens. Okay. This presents unadjusted percentages of probability of seeing an optometrist for each group. So you can see, kind of awkward to use this mouse, but U.S. natives in the MEP sample, 7.2% report utilizing optometry services. That compares to 5.3% for naturalized and 2.5%. So the asterisks denote 1% significant differences between an immigrant group, in this case right here for non-citizens, versus U.S. natives. So we did statistical testing relative to the U.S. native proportions. Among corrective lens users, again, non-citizens and naturalized citizens were significantly less likely to see an optometrist. Among the non-users, only non-citizens were less likely. Among those reporting no difficulty seeing, the proportion of non-citizens utilizing optometry services was only 2.4%, just significantly less, smaller than the 7.1% for U.S. natives. So we also looked at the probability of using corrective lenses, stratified by whether they report having difficulty seeing or no difficulty seeing. And so we find that among those who report they have difficulty seeing, non-citizens were significantly less likely, so a little less than half, reported seeing an optometrist in the prior year. That compares to 72% for natives. Among those who report no difficulty seeing, you can see the distribution of percentages range from 64% for natives, to 60% for naturalized citizens, to 34% for non-citizens. And this was significantly lower than for naturalized citizens, you can see from the confidence intervals. So unadjusted and age-adjusted results seem to suggest that the significant differences in utilization of these services. So what we also want to look at this was, can we potentially identify factors, hopefully policy modifiable factors, that might reduce these disparities? So model one adjusted for demographics, for socioeconomic variables like education and also marital status. And you can see that the adjusted odds ratio of utilizing an optometrist in the prior year compared to U.S. natives was 0.44 for non-citizens, 0.77 for naturalized. So then we added controls for self-reported difficulty seeing and use of corrected lenses. So the adjusted odds ratios increased, though this difference was not statistically significant, but increased up to 0.57 for non-citizens, 0.832 for naturalized. Finally, we added in whether they were comfortable speaking English, poverty status, health insurance status, and whether they had a usual source of health care. And so we were able to, these factors were able to reduce the disparity with U.S. natives significantly, 0.67, 0.44 for non-citizens, but even adjusting for demographics, socioeconomic variables, for access to care variables, and so on, the adjusted odds were still one-third lower than for natives, as you can see, 0.67. So there's still a sizable difference that is still unexplained in this model. For naturalized citizens, this increased to 0.85% 0.85 odds ratio, but still significant at the 5% level. So finally, we look at the Oaxaca-Blinder Fairley method. And like I said, this gives us an idea of to what extent certain variables might contribute to these disparities in utilization of optometry services. And particularly, this method is helpful to identify factors that are potentially policy modifiable. Factors which, for example, race ethnicity, which explained for both naturalized citizens and non-citizens about 15% of the disparity in optometry services compared to U.S. natives. You know, those are not policy modifiable, but corrective lens use was an important factor for both groups. So 35% of the variance in the outcome was explained by differences in the distribution of corrective lens use and for U.S. natives and non-citizens. Insurance status was 7.9% for natives, but insurance status tended to decrease the disparity for naturalized citizens, interestingly enough. However, you know, as we got the sense of from the prior slide, there's still substantial variation in our outcome and utilization of optometry services that are just not explained by these confounding factors that we looked at. So it ranges from 55% of the variance to 26.7%. So there's other factors that provide an opportunity for further research to try to delve down into why these differences in utilization between immigrant groups exist. So in summary, immigrants tend to be less likely to utilize optometry services compared to U.S. natives after adjusting for these confounding factors. There's limited research in this area in terms of why that might be. A recent paper by Fairley and colleagues, and I'll have a reference list after this, they did an interview with immigrant mothers to determine factors that would lead or dissuade mothers from sending their kids for visual screening to see an optometrist. And a very important factor besides cost and was need. So if they perceived that their child did not need to see an optometrist, that was an important factor in terms of not sending their kid to see the optometrist. And we get the sense from the unadjusted results among those who reported no difficulty seeing, non-citizens were significantly less likely to go see an optometrist. So that might be a factor of perception of the need to go see an optometrist. Furthermore, even among those reported difficulty seeing, less than half non-citizens use corrective lenses in our data. Important policy modifiable factors might include poverty, insurance status, lack of user source of care, as we see from the Oaxaca blinder analysis. But there's a large opportunity for further research for this population. Immigrants in the U.S., particularly non-citizens, face substantial legal and economic barriers. So, for example, 1996 Welfare Act. If your U.S. residency is less than 5 years in the U.S., you're restricted from participating in federally funded programs like Medicaid and Medicare. And so obviously that impacts non-citizens substantially. Undocumented immigrants are barred from participating in the health care exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. And of course there's substantial economic barriers. They're less likely to have insurance status, much more likely to have poverty and so on, that in the end result in these disparities in access and utilization ultimately of health care. Right, here's illicit references. And thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson. So our next presenter is Mr. Tongtan Chantarat. Mr. Tongtan Chantarat is a research analyst in the Center for Evaluation and Applied Research at the New York Academy of Medicine. He provides analytical support and oversight data management for the Buprenorphine HIV Support and Education Initiative and evaluation studies that incorporate survey, electronic medical record, and large public data. Mr. Chantarat holds an MPH in epidemiology from Columbia University. Mr. Chantarat will be discussing a multi-country look at care and implications of diabetic retinopathy and vision impairment, perspectives of adults with diabetes, and healthcare providers. Please welcome Mr. Chantarat.